Here with Sloan Baker here, who's going to be participating for Scott City in the annual Shrine Bowl game coming up July 25th, Hayes, Kansas, at Lewis Field Stadium there. And Sloan, of course, you being a graduate of Scott City and going to be headed to Butler Community College to play baseball. What's this summer been like for you getting maybe a little ready for Shrine Bowl?
You know, I got a workout from Butler, and I've just been doing that, and most of it's the same stuff I've usually done in the summer, and I'll go do some patterns maybe with the high school kids this week and get my hands in shape, I guess. But other than that, I've just been playing baseball.
And what position are they planning on using you at the Shrine Bowl this year?
Coach O'Neill told me probably tight end and a little wide receiver, so I'm looking forward to it.
Of course, kind of go back through, reflect back on your days at Scott City. Obviously, a really good run with football, basketball, and also had some good seasons as well in baseball. But more so on the football side, you started last 2 years, junior and senior year, and really was a big contributor about halfway on through your junior year and a big contributor last year through your senior year. I guess reflect back on the playing days, because you guys had some great runs those times that you were in the starting lineup.
You know, it was great. I mean, I remember those days about midway through the school year, we'd just be sitting at lunch and we'd be, oh, I remember that play. Oh, do you remember this play? And, oh, it's just great to have such a family with your brothers out there. It's a lot of fun.
And of course, you're part of that legacy of becoming a Shrine Bowl selection there, and it's a little bit different now because they can only select one. So you being selected of Scott City, and being, I believe, the seventh year in a row Scott City's had somebody selected, and sixth year in a row somebody's gonna have, or fifth year in a row somebody from Scott City will be playing. What's that mean to you?
You know, it means a lot, because if you look back, there's a lot of great athletes that's played in it from Scott City. I'm just proud to be one that will represent for Scott City again this year.
Now, yeah, you were used as a tight end, outside linebacker, and even some fullback. And even on that, in the fullback, you were the lead blocker for some of those. Did you like being one of the lead blockers like that?
Yeah, I really did, just because, you know, it gives your team a chance to get a few yards after you hit that blocker, so It's a lot of fun to try to hit someone as hard as you can.
Of course, coming up here, you'll be headed out for Shrine Bowl practice later on this week here, week before here in Solana. You're going to have to get used to that humidity again, but you'll have to get used to that anyway when you head to El Dorado here in a few weeks. But what's it like? Have you had a lot of contact with maybe some of your teammates that you're going to be playing with?
You know, I know Caleb Tramp from Garden City. I've talked to him a couple times, but I've heard of some players, but I really haven't talked to any of them. I'll have to meet some friends there.
You bet. And, you know, kind of going back here to your high school playing days, what was your favorite memory, high school football, maybe favorite play?
Definitely the catch to put us up 14-7 against Rossville in the state championship. That'll stick with me forever.
All right, and I mentioned, you know, with a lot of the kids from Scott City in a row going to the Shrine Bowl, have you had a chance to talk to them and ask them about their experience and what to expect?
I've talked to Warren a lot, just because I'm a lot closer to him than most other guys, because, I mean, he's around a lot and he lives close to me, so I just ask him some questions every once in a while, and he gives me some advice, and it was pretty nice to have someone to talk to.
Of course, you'll be one of two representatives on the West team of the Shrine Bowl. Coach Glenn O'Neill, he's going to be an assistant on the Shrine Bowl squad, so you have one of those advantages in that way. It's been a while since Scott City's had a representative as an assistant or head coach on the Shrine Bowl squad.
Yeah, it'll be nice to finish up a game with him, so I'm really glad I got him, because, I mean, I have all of his advice, and then he might give me some more while I'm there, so it's definitely an advantage.
Mentioned earlier here, you're headed to Butler to play baseball here. What's kind of the itinerary for you to when you get to El Dorado, and what are the plans for you there?
Right now, there's no certain position. I mean, I know that I'd like to pitch and maybe play the field, but I'm definitely not going to be able to play both. But they'll find a spot for me. But as soon as I get there, we'll start off with fall ball and get the season rolling.